Okay, Bob, it's time for your fireside chat.
That's right, time for me. I'm the expert on this topic.
We want to thank Paula Deen, Paula Deen Network, for sponsoring this week's fireside chat. We love and appreciate Paula very dearly. She's a great lover of Bob's music, his new single, Nigger Won't It, but she won't be playing it on her network, of course, but she'd want to. Yo Gotti would come and sing it for her in my
Oh, my gosh, how would be really cool.
Bubba Hires probably wouldn't like that too much. She forfeited a great deal over something so simple and light. But you got to watch them Deans, all of them. Got to watch them Bobby, all of them. Rough crowd. Bob, this week's Fireside Chat, do you have a topic you want to discuss? Dr. Deen normally knows what the hell's going on. Do you?
Yeah, how about that sentence I just read by Don Thiel about how to communicate?
Yeah, about Ezra Pound's work?
I wouldn't limit it to Ezra. I would include W.B. Yeats, Wyndham Lewis, T.S. Eliot.
Yeah. T.S. Eliot's okay.
Eisenstein.
That's too many words. You're scrambling your words. You're just rambling on. We need to get every syllable. It's ridiculous how you just carry on. You say too many words. You don't know what you're talking about. You say it anyway. Then we're supposed to be responsible for it. We're supposed to respond, and you don't even know what you're talking about. In time we ask the question, and you forgot what you asked, so. Let's get this clear, Bob, because we want to make sure it's a good fireside chat this week.
Eisenstein.
Because you have the essence of what it takes to make this good. The good one, yes. Okay, so the sentence again. Now, let's be clear this time.
In this process of change.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. That's a clause, yes?
Yeah.
In this
change in general.
Change, do we know which change specifically?
No, any change, just general change.
So change. So it's a Manipian position then, yes?
No, just change.
Okay.
Let me give you a little background.
We don't need your background. We're talking about the sentence.
Here it is.
You got to run into the sentence.
Here's the sentence before. That sets it up.
Oh, no, that's okay. Let's just do this thing. We'll go with it. We'll stay with you.
Okay.
In this process of change, people's ability to act. Act as in take an action or to go to stage? No, which is it? That was an either or.
Yeah, take an action.
To act.
Man's ability to act.
To lies a thespian?
No.
That doesn't make any sense. Because
to write a letter to the editor.
Betray.
To write a letter to the editor.
That's an action.
That's what I said.
That's not what you said. That's why you want to act. This is the trouble with words, is they don't make sense, especially when you don't mean what you say. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Man's ability to act is liberated.
Okay, liberated as a libertine position or liberated as to set free as in bond?
Ability to communicate.
That is not what that means. That's not liberate. Now, I found out the difference between a verb and a noun, so now I can liberate. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
So if we're speaking and then we're good at it, we are liberating?
Yes.
No wonder we're fucked.
Listen to this shit. The new levels of awareness of how to communicate, that's what you liberate. You get new levels of awareness of how to communicate.
No, liberate is communicating. We're communicating to communicate. So communicating is a good definition for communicating. You just said liberate is that we're communicating.
Yeah.
So if we're liberating, means the two doesn't apply if you're only talking to yourself.
Nobody's talking to themselves here.
Then you're echoing yourself if you're by yourself. Okay.
People's ability to act is liberating the new levels of awareness of how to communicate that arise. And this is where it comes
from. Too many words. We got to get every syllable because you get all this off and then you don't even know if you say too many things. You're just going on and on and on and on. And you get nobody get that. We can't figure this out. It's ridiculous. And who's supposed to keep up with this stuff? We've still established that liberate means communicate.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we communicate, so I liberate, when you call on the phone, I liberate you.
Yeah.
school.
Yeah, if you bring it to new levels of awareness of how to communicate. And now here's where it comes from. The whole situation comes from an interplay between order and disorder.
That's contrast. So I guess the contrast is if you're liberating instead of communicating, then that would cause you great disdain. So I'm sure that would apply. So
if you were non-physical, if you were non-physical.
In that model.
Doesn't apply to physical.
Oh, well, it doesn't apply to physical. Okay, man.
No, to non-physical. This is out of your range. Not what you're good at. This is actually what you're learning to develop since you showed up in March 18th.
Oh, well, we're just going by the literal version, and that's why we decided, based on your definition, that liberate means to communicate.
Yeah.
When you say yeah, do you mean yeah as in affirmative, or yeah as you're just placating, or
placating.
Yeah, does that apply?
Emphatically, with a synaptic connection up your fucking ass.
So, yeah, okay. So, now we're dealing in syntax. Does syntax also
syntax.
Mean communicating?
Heaven's just a syntax away.
No, syntax is what you pay at the whorehouse, Bob.
So, this is what Bob taught Ion. In this process of change that Ion was going through, Bob's ability to act is liberated in the new levels of awareness of how to communicate that arise from the interplay between Bob and Ion.
So that's a communicate, communicate, liberate, liberate.
Yeah. You learned how to communicate through my liberal.
Is my liberal sore?
I have a sore liberal. It was actually a polyglot.
If we wake up with a sore liberal tomorrow, there's some trouble. You can just know we don't have a sore liberal. So a sore liberal is what you communicate with, or that fornicate. A sore libidical is what happens if you fornicate with communication.
if you're non-physical who just showed up this late.
This
March 18, 2009. I mean,
physical.
What the hell kept you back? So in this process of change that Ion has been forced to go through due to the electronic merger of the Android meme, Bob's ability to act is liberated in the new levels of awareness of how to communicate that arise from the interplay between Bob and Ion. That settles that one. Next topic.
That settled ascension?
Yes. That's how you engage on payday.
Can you explain that and use a different sentence than what you just read?
You were married.
Okay, here it is. Dusan Makiyev's, a Yugoslavian filmmaker. He made a film on Wilhelm Reich in 1971 called Mysteries of the Organism. It's a cinematic essay on the life and teachings of Wilhelm Reich. It's simultaneously a study in communications, in film theory, and in the nature of film practice. It is a blend between documentary reality and fictional narrative, which deals directly with erotic material and an erotic subject, both at the level of cinema making, the level of the recording of reality, and the level of fictive creation. In one of the opening sequences, Makiyev uses a film made during the 20s, an actual early footage, which shows a young couple seen as through a kaleidoscope making love in a meadow. You guys can all see this on YouTube. Quote, the quivering image is reflected on six surfaces along the edges of the frame, unquote. This presentation recalls Joyce's use of the film metaphor just before dawn and the awakening. The imagined copulation of the couple in the dream in Finnegan's Wake is projected as a film on the drawn window shade and is presented in the book in the manner of a shooting script. And it says in the book, a time, act, dumb show, close-up, leads, man with nightcap in bed, four, woman with curl pins, hind, discovered, side point of view, first position of harmony. That's Finnegan's Wake, page 559, line 17. The action, which is a filmic action, is later associated with other audiovisual actions, particularly the televising of a horse race, which began in an earlier part of the dream. And you would go to page 583, line 8, to get the part about the horse race. The galleon man, jovial on his Bucky Brown nightmare, oh, 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 her fairy satellite, casting such shadows to Persia's blind. The man in the street can see the coming event.
What was the second word?
Man. No, the Galleon Man. The Galleon Man, Joe Field.
20 minutes ago, you said man. And I didn't hear anything after that because I didn't know which man you were referring to. Listen, Bob, you have to be clear. People are trying to figure things out here. They don't know, like, you know everything. See, they are physical, and you are too. So you should be able to communicate what the second word was and which one that was. Which man are we referring to?
I got it. Dusan Makivej.
Mm-hmm.
Yugoslavia.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Dusan Makivej. Now, what about it?
The man in the street can see the coming event, says James Joyce.
Where did
it Photo end? Flashing it far too wide. It will be known through all Urania soon. Finney's Way, page 583. That's the opening sentence of this 40-page chapter, chapter 8, in The Ecology of Sense. And I began with, in the process of change, blah, blah, blah. That was the last sentence of chapter 8. So I read you the last sentence, and then I read you the first page.
Okay.
It's cyclical.
Great. We feel so much better now.
Yeah, shall we continue my fireside chat?
Aren't you through?
No, we're just getting started. We're just getting on the same page. You had a little difficulty with my approach. You couldn't understand one syllable I said.
There was a syllable?
No syllable.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay.